Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Thank you for another precious moment in your presence where your word will be made alive to us again. Tonight, O Lord, I ask that the light from your word will send darkness back in. I didn't hear that amen well enough. And there will be administration of your help. We give you praise, dear Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. All right, let's give the Lord a big hand. Amen. All right. Okay. I've had loads of testimonies from different countries, even from the little they were able to record on Tuesday. I'm not sure we were able to get it, and we're blessed. Were you really blessed? All right. So today we are going to journey further. Tonight is going to be a night of brutal truth. Of you already rubbing your beard. I say, okay. We don't know where it's going now. It's a night of brutal truth. The kind of truth that sets free. Are you ready for it? Okay. Genesis chapter number 2. Genesis 2, verse 24. All right. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. So a man will leave his father, he will leave his mother. This is a formula. All right, and shall cleave unto his wife, not unto his girlfriend, or unto his babe, or unto a random woman. Amen. Like I said, the objective, before I teach on any subject, I have written down the objective of the teaching. And the objective of this teaching is not judgment. It is deliverance. Amen? So I don't teach any message except that I have the objective penned down. Even when it is broken into series. If I'm taking this series for today, what is the objective of that particular conversation? All right? So, you will see that in the provision of God, this is the intention, and that's why I say it's a formula. A man shall leave who? His father. And who? His mother. And shall cleave unto his wife. And they shall be one flesh. If you are going to take this out in teaching, so you will see that the one that happens when a man cleaves to the fellow that is not his wife is not a provision under God. And that's why the consequences are very deep. Amen. Listen, one time, years back, I was writing a few things online. And I spoke about the fact that a man who really loves a woman, now, get this statement because I'm going to explain, will not sleep with her before marrying her. And someone say, hey, no. Hey, you know the way the media, hey, you can't talk about that. You can't, no. I know people who are sleeping with and are enjoying each other and they still love each other. Then you don't know what love is because love is patient. If it is love, it can wait. Lust can't. Love can. And love is not a feeling. Amen? What did I say? Love is not a feeling. And that's why one of the fastest ways to recognize someone who doesn't know much about his life is that the fellow can just become interested in spending the rest of his life with somebody he or she doesn't know. Amen? Say it again, love is not a feeling. Love waits. Love can. And see, when there is injury in the soul, I'm trying to, please, can we not stay on the surface at all? Huh? Are you sure? Good. When there is injury in the soul, all right, an injured heart cannot manifest love. Listen, don't write. So you can know what you want to write. Don't write yet. Amen? Now, for you to be able to love a person, all right, you have to be whole to love. And once you are not whole, let's talk about people who have been through so much pain, depravity, neglect, abuses of different kinds. Love that should be defined as commitment can't come as commitment. Because when the soul is injured, people look for pacifiers. Things that just become a channel of a rush of emotions. Amen. So, the only way the fellow knows to communicate what he feels is touching. The fellow doesn't know any other way. Just like people who are battling with depression. Depression is not far from addiction. Because the soul always needs pacifiers. So the fellow draws into a cave, his own dark corners, and then needs urgent things to bring a sense of relief. Then comes the pictures, the videos. There is a sign the fellow is lonely, and there is a void only God can fill. Okay? So, someone who has not experienced love in its real definition can't administer it. And I can tell you, somebody who is sleeping with a girl can swear on life that I love her. If I don't love her, I won't allow us to do this. You have the feeling. You lack the nature. See, the feeling is just a rush of emotions. Amen? Just a rush of emotions. But love itself is not just emotions. That's not what love is. In Bible terms, love is a person. And that's why the kind, listen to this, of love that willing to keep a home is honestly not a feeling. You see, that rush, that feeling, that pulse, that surge, it comes and it goes. Let me give you an instance with the anointing. When I started out with God, I can almost minister in the meeting until I feel the surge. But I had to grow from the point of feeling to the point of knowing, where the just does not work by feelings, the just work by knowing of faith. That without feeling anything, knowing who I am in Christ and my position with Him is with me, the same anointing can still flow. All right? In the same light, all right? You look at your wife. It's not every time you're feeling, it's not like there won't be a rush of those things. Sometimes there will be. Well, how many times do you think married people have the time to, I feel this for you? Those are initial pause, initial surge. It's good, but it's not the real deal. Because it is not durable. It doesn't last. It comes and it goes. But the real deal is commitment. Amen? That's the real deal. Understanding of covenant and commitment to the demands is the real deal. Amen. All right. I remember when I met my wife, I had to travel down to their place several times to see her. All right. One time like that, we had to go to see some of our mentors and leaders and all that. So I had to travel down from their place. We had to now travel down to those places. I don't know, were you the one that was driving? Okay. Who did that? So she was with her younger brother, and they had to make that one sit beside me. So I said, what is this? Who am I? What's my business with you? Go to the front, my friend. So I had to say, wait, let's stop this car. MOG. The AC is colder at the front now. So, babe, you come back so we can be talking. All right? But now, I don't remember who is sitting in the front. Or who is sitting at the back. Not because I don't care anymore. But because the initial gra-gra is gone. Sorry, I don't know why you're looking at me that way. But okay. It can never... But where will he go? Did I just say that? Did you hear me say that? By me? No. Yeah. Oh, yes. I submit. So, yeah. It's true. George. Embo. It can't go. Sincerely. Where will he go? Who am I? Let me go to that side. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, that's it. You heard the gist. Okay. What I'm trying to illustrate is that thing, Sha, yeah, it will be there. But you get. Let me clap for my wife. Amen. Okay. So, you've just seen people. Um, No, I'm trying to tell you something. The one that cannot be withstood. Just wait. So yesterday, I said that my wife had to go out. She was so happy. I say we need to go out. I need the entire day to prepare for 2 hours of outing. Because I just keep thinking, if I sit before the system with these 2 hours, I'll have been done with chapter so and so and so. That's my makeup. I'm not an outgoing person. But you see my wife, the love language is let's go out. Our baby has inherited it. There's two against one. You take her to the supermarket, she's excited, as small as she is. So if she's going to get married, I tell the husband, take her out. Listen, while we were in the relationship, the whole dating process like that, the truth, and only the truth, is that it was easier to go out. But now, it's not that easy for me. For her, it's always easy. But for me, it's not that easy. Why? The way the brain of a man works is to achieve a thing, then click on next. You see my wife, she has, and what she said is true. I speak as a man. At least I'm the man. My wife is a woman. But see, that butterfly, the truth is that, so let me even explain what she said. Somebody posted today and said butterfly's lifespan is chat days. I saw it and I just if the lifespan of love in marriage is more than the lifespan of butterfly, then it means that love may not be what you think. The idea is that the latter part of the wine that will be served is sweeter than the former. The former is the feeling. The latter is deeper. And when couples journey beyond that feeling thing, because you are not going to feel any butterfly when your wife is wrong, when your wife has made you angry, or when you have made your wife angry. Do you feel any butterfly? That's when the original one, if Christ is not in that feast, there'll be questions. And sometimes it runs out. But that's not where I'm going. What I mean by sometimes it runs out is that for people who are not having Christ in their boat. But here's where I'm going to. Love is not a feeling. Amen? Love is not a feeling. It's deeper. The connection you have towards the person you want to spend the rest of your life with must be deeper than the feeling. Let me share this with you. As a child, someone did something to me, very hurtful, poured hot water on me, and my entire back peeled. We had a nurse, a very beautiful sister, they call her Nurse Angela, who was in our street, who was invited to dress the wound for some weeks. A very beautiful lady. She was about to get married. The guy always come around also. But about 2 weeks before their wedding, she had an accident that deformed her face. And she had to spend some time in the hospital And later she was out. But she didn't come out as she was looking before. The guy left. And that's why, as a lady, it doesn't matter how beautiful your body is. You must be interested in someone who loves you beyond it. Someone who is in love with your soul, your spirit, your person. And the reason why I'm saying this is this. I'm going to show you. Sex as a demonstration of love is the cause of blindness. You will never know the person once you are touching the person outside the confines of marriage. Because it's like a flood. You can't tame it once you start it. Once the door is opened, you need help that is beyond you to stop it. And it doesn't start one day, except most part of it doesn't start one day, except for those who are wild, giving themselves to different exposures, and then both of them are coming together and all that. It starts gradually. Just a way people have devised to express how that the feeling I have is deep. All right? Start with touching, start with caressing, start with kissing. But it's a journey. You can't stop it once you have started it. That's the truth. So many people in relationship who are touching each other are wondering, why can't you stop? And in fact, all right? One time, please listen. My mentor, when he was alive, was talking to me. And I want to bless God sincerely for leaders that their followers can be vulnerable with. We need a resurrection of that in the body of Christ. Do you get what I'm saying? We need a resurrection of that. And that's why I personally don't have soft spot for perfect people. I don't like it. I just like people who are real, people that we can know the issue and then let's journey together. And we're talking about the experience I shared, all right, my experience I shared with you last week or this week, Tuesday. So we're talking about all those things. And he mentioned his experience about a relationship he started and all that. And he and the sister started kissing. And he was sharing with me without any fear. And he said, one time I even went to her house to tell her that we are not going to do this anymore. He said, by the time we finished, we ended up kissing to sleep. Do you know that feeling? We are not going to do this again. So from today, you will sit outside, I sit inside. You'll be talking through the window and then you do this. Actually, you will not hug me before you go. Or you think I don't know the code? So hugging, and it's like there's a magnet in between. Okay, let me go. Body, it is interacting. The blood is boiling. Everything is rushing. It's not the real definition of love. And as a matter of fact, the way the male man is wired, he doesn't need to love anybody to have sex with the person. If you didn't tame the flesh. For the male man, sex is a biological obligation. So that a guy loves you, or that the way you know he loves you is that he's touching you, he can't keep his hand off you, is not the proof that he loves you. It's just a biological obligation. One that is around to pacify a rush of feelings when it comes. That's what you've made yourself to be. And you've got to be careful to know what is not love. One time on campus, I shared this story before. I had two of our workers in the church then that were living top floor of my house. They were living whose life. So one time the girl came and said, God laid in her heart to be giving me certain gift. Worker upstairs, couple's life. Pastor downstairs, collecting milk, Milo, conflicts. He gets to church, he can't talk. Of course, you know what to do. There are certain gifts you don't accept. They are exchange. But here's the story. One time the girl and the guy had issues. The girl was saying she would kill herself. She wanted to jump. I ran up. We're holding her back. Hey, don't kill yourself. No. Well, we were able to rescue the guy and took the guy to my room. The guy was prostrated and holding my leg. And the guy said, Pastor Egba me. That is, Pastor helped me. I said, what happened? He said, Ewo me. What is better? And this, let me explain. No. Look at me. See how lean I've become. He said, this girl wants to kill me. Every day, morning, afternoon, night, sex. Pastor, Monkulo. As Pastor, I'm dying. I said, you know what you do? You will run. You will run. Oh. I said, I'm going to go upstairs. I will call her and be talking to her at the staircase. You pass the other staircase. Pack your bag. Come on, Salo. Run. you think you can't get to that level? You will not jam. I was counseling the girl. I said, he told me that way. He told me he wanted to kill him and all that. I'm blunt. The girl said, I've dated many guys. There's none that has the kind of stuff he has. I said, what kind of stuff are you talking about? He said, he said, oh, mon cher. I'm going to tell you the principle that is playing out. So eventually the guy ran. That kind of thing, you can't run forever. Particularly when you are not running towards God. And after a while, he came back. And the old thing, eventually she was the one who left him when she found someone who knows the job more than him. You know why? Sex in itself can create unnecessary and unexpected appetite for the kind or more than, but not less than. And that's why, see, I'm telling you brutal truth. Check these statistics. I don't know if many other people want to talk about it or not. There are many people who are married, but are not happy. Because someone somewhere gave them more things
to keep remembering. That is what God doesn't want. That he said the bed must be kept undefiled. Because the repercussion of fornication is deeper than the moment. Certain person is coming who doesn't know the taste that has been built. And the fellow may keep facing anger, animosity from the spouse, either male or female, and he doesn't know why. Because someone has done certain things and the journey is deep. So God doesn't want someone that will take you on an unnecessary journey. So he said, marriage is honorable, but the bed must be kept undefiled. If you know the number of married people who wish their spouse was dead, you won't hear it. But this is marriage reality 101. Number of believers who are married but keep scrolling through the pictures of their ex because of the stronghold they built. And the scientists have discovered that human brain, listen to this, always responds to someone that you have once had sex with. That is, if they call 20 names, if the fellow has had sex with one of them, when they call that name, there is a response. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, what's the solution? Is there a way out? There is. And that's the fact. Oh, before I met Jesus, someone, we've done certain things together and all that. Do you know? Let me tell you. Marriage is a real world. It's a real world. I told you while I was thinking about the subject of marriage that if you look at the method of God in Genesis 2, he had made Adam. Eve wasn't there when he was making him. And when God was making Eve, Adam was sleeping. So you are going to marry someone that you were not part of their making process. Meaning that if someone else has built certain exposures and certain afflictions, and now you are marrying a born-again Christian and all that, the fellow doesn't know anything about all these kind of dimensions to pleasure in sex, but you've been exposed to those dimensions. They are not necessarily bad, but this fellow has not learned it. Oh, am I going too far? Okay. I'm trying to be very, very deep, but I'm also concerned for those who... Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you guys sleeping together? No, we're not sleeping together. Just oral sex, kissing, deep, all those things, touching. This fellow is now married to somebody who doesn't even know what that is. But there's an appetite. And once those appetites are built, they become a rationale. They become a measure, a filter for checking who can fit into that shoe. Because once it is sweet, the soul wants continuity. Do you understand? What I'm saying, is it too far from you? Huh? Okay. The definition of sex in marriage is not just pleasure. Real marriage sex or the godly sex is not towards your satisfaction, it's towards the satisfaction of your spouse. I'm going to still embark on a rescue mission. And the rescue mission is that I'm going to take this subject as it is. All right? I'm going to take that subject with those who are married and those who are about to get married. It's a rescue mission. You may not understand what it is yet, but it's a rescue mission. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you the reason why this is so serious and important. All right, let's read again that scripture we read Tuesday. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 16. 1 Corinthians 6, 16. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, says he. All right? If you look at the Amplified Classic Edition, you will see that there is a bracket there referring to Genesis 2 verse 24. Shall become one flesh. So the point of becoming one flesh is not the point of exchange of ring. It is the point of intercourse. Are you following that now? All right. Now look at this. Go to Message Translation. Message Translation. There is more to sex than mere skin on skin. Sex is as much spiritual mystery as physical fact. It is written as written in scripture. The two become one. So there's more to sex. There's no casual sex. There's no one night stand and you've gotten away with it. There's more to any sex. What kind of sex? Any sex. With protection, any sex. Without protection, any sex. There is more to sex than mere skin on skin. Sex is as much spiritual mystery as physical fact. So when there is sex, there is synergy. There is oneness. There is a level of bonding that is a mystery. It unites the soul. A part of you is into the person, the fellow's part of the fellow is into you. And that's why sometimes people have found out that they had sex with certain people and cannot stop sexual perversion. Because there is interaction, spirit to spirit. Am I scaring you? Do you understand what I'm saying? What happened when David saw Goliath? He said, you uncircumcised Philistine and all that. Because he understood that as a giant, he was going to fall. He's not operating under the confines of the covenant. And that's the same way Goliath was. That's how vulnerable you can be if what you are doing is outside the confines of covenant. Sex is more than skin on skin. That's what the Bible says. It's deep. It can't be casual. And you see, we are in a world that is so perverse that people go to club and have sex with people they've never met that they may never meet. But that doesn't mean something has not left and something has not been added. Do you understand? See, when the Bible says that he that has sex with an harlot has become one body with her, do you know what that means? Let me explain. Yes, someone who's been distributing across board for a while, and yes, somebody who comes to meet the person, all the collection over time, you are one with it. Is that not the meaning? Is that scripture? Whatever it has taken that fellow several years of exposure sexually to attain, you attain it in one exposure. That's what the Bible is saying. And see, I want to say something. Do you know that if we can have honest conversations No filter. Honest conversations. You will see that one of the reasons why many brothers cannot approach many sisters is because of sexual reasons. Honest conversations, no filter. Oh, she's good. Oh, she has character. Oh, she has this. But she also doesn't have this. Those things were not designed to be a factor. But because of the infirmities of the soul. That's the fact. And that's why exposure to pornography is one of the fastest way to break out of God's plan. And I told you that pornography is not sex education 101. Pornography is perversion 101. Because people are paid to do what is not convenient. Can you give me that scripture, Romans 1? Because they failed to retain God in their knowledge, he gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not convenient. See, there's nothing about pornography that is convenient. It is not convenient for two adults to be naked before camera and someone will video them and their children's children will see it. There's nothing convenient about it. There's nothing convenient about making a woman look like an animal as a tool of sexual pleasure. Man was designed for more than that. But the devil took what is a deep spiritual mystery, a positive one, and turned it on the other side. It is powerful. And in marriage, sex is beautiful. I saw a quote this week that there will be peace in the house as long as the marriage bed shakes. Okay, sorry. I didn't say that. You hear that? Yes. In marriage, sex is a meter. We can diagnose your issue by checking the sex life. That's the fact. No matter how things are not going well, the problem really starts when sex stops. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their body. Start from verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful fools, yes? Imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, yes? Professing themselves to be wise became fools, yes? And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things, yes? And wherefore God also gave them over to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, yes? That's not all. Yes, who changed the truth of God and worship creature and all that. This is it verse 19 now? Is it 18 or 19? That's 28 now. Go to verse 28. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, he gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And I can tell you that pornography is a reaper. How do I explain this? It is one of the most effective tools right now in the hands of the devil. Some people have acted certain strange things 10 years, 20 years. Some are even dead. And they've left it on the internet. As long as it is there, somebody will stumble on that wall. And the fellow is hooked for a while. Then it reconditions the soul. It reconditions the mind and administer certain level of possibilities. Imagine what marriages will look like without pre-exposure to that. Nobody will have the issue of "he's not satisfying me." It is for the pre-exposures that certain possibilities are administered within which somebody is expected to meet up. Possibility of perversion becomes the rating for the home. And many good girls and many good boys can't just tell the reason why they are turned down. Because something has administered a need deeper than the purpose of marriage.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So it's not convenient. And one thing about the exposure to these things is that over time you can't look at a woman without imagining her nakedness. Lust becomes a default, a setting. And the media is not helping now. Almost every skit right now. Huh? Almost every advertisement. Everything suggests sex. Everything suggests women as a tool of pleasure. As if a woman has no other purpose. Women, is that true? Everything suggests the woman as just a tool to administer pleasure. One time like that, a girl on campus, a nude video got leaked and going around campus. And all that. And you won't believe, she came back on Sunday and on Monday and dressed and well, walking gorgeous and people were hailing and all that. That's what the world has become. All right, so who designed sex? God. In what confine or jurisdiction? Marriage. Any sex outside it is bad, no matter the name, no matter with who. Do you understand what I'm saying? Who designed sex? God. He wants you to have the pleasure. It's pleasurable. It's pleasurable. It's sweet. That's the fact. Provided it's not stolen water. That's the fact. And see, let me tell you this. Something you need to know. People who can't stop touching each other in relationship have issues with sex in marriage. The only pleasure they derive is when it is a sin. When it becomes an obligation, they can't. I don't know how to better explain that. The one that is sweet is because it is against God. When it is not the one that God loves, honors, and it is good in the home, they are found wanting. Because the energy that supplies this one is different from the energy that supplies that one. You may be a pro in that one and be an amateur here. Listen to me. A pro fornicator is an amateur man when it comes to sex in the marriage. Because it is not the same energy that drives them. Oh no. You will be amazed that the same two people who can get their hands off each other's trousers barely see each other. Because now it is the God way. So pleasure before was not supplied because they loved each other. It was supplied because it is against God and there is a spirit in charge. And that's the fact. I'm not talking about the initial, there are logistics to these things. Amen. When two virgins are getting married and all that, there are other logistics that I mean, it's not just, you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? The gate has not been opened and all that. Someone needs to chant it open. Elijah needs to break through. Okay. So that one may take a while and all that. And depending on the case. Should we tell them? Okay, say let's offer a mic. Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, it's a default language in this church. Okay. There can be a supply of certain desires. And you will not know that the rush is because there is a power that is engineering you in rebellion against God. So the two people would think once we get married, we're going to get married, we're going to have sex morning, afternoon, and night. And you find out they can't touch each other for a month. And then that spirit, because the kind of pleasure it is engineered to help you derive is the kind that is against God, it will now begin to manifest in masturbation or in adultery. This is why a fornicator automatically is going to graduate in marriage, because both have sex outside marriage. And then continue. Because this fellow has been engineered to enjoy the kind that is not in the confines of covenant. And now that the fellow is in covenant and this is yours, and you can have it for as long as you want it, the fellow is not engineered that way. So the fellow wants to go back because the ultimate pleasure is designed when it is in rebellion towards God. Is this simple enough? So he can't get his hands off me. He loves me. You are going to be alone for a while. That same fellow will not perform. But you see, the ones that can wait, there's energy. Fact. When Moses came to the Israelites for their liberation, he said, I think that my people will know that their liberation will come by my hand. So he had to run away for 40 years. 40 years that there was multiplication of their burden, their struggles, and their pain. 40 years that there was no provision of grace in God's curriculum for. In the same light, many people are forced to be exposed to certain things that from the beginning it wasn't so. And I'm honest with you. Picture perfect marriages are beautiful. But people are going through things quietly. It is important we warn singles from. Do you get what I'm saying? And I was talking to you the other time on Tuesday about some very serious matters. That it is possible to have been involved. Because that's the second branch I'm taking you to. With people that have become a part of your soul. And it is also important we are clear that the doorway to that is not just fornication. Fornication is not just what bed soul ties. I'm trying to give you explicit examples so you can be helped. Because we are all dressed beautifully well, but we are not going through the same thing. And so that people can be helped, okay? Please come. Bring your chair. If this is a man, please come quickly. Thank you. And has gone through a lot of rejections, dejections, pain, struggles, and everything in life. Doesn't understand his identity, doesn't know who he is, doesn't, and all that. There we come. That's, he's pastor, so I can use her as an example. If a lady comes to his life, who has experienced love, redemption, wholeness, I don't know why you're laughing, but, and all that, and knows how to communicate the same thing. Own expression of love is to bring him out from the pit. His own response is to touch. Because that is all he can offer. But our own expression is healing, redemption and help. If she succeeds, take him up in helping him out of that situation. Help him understand who he is and vice versa. How much he's loved by God and can communicate to his depth. Because I showed you that men have depth. People have depth. When they are deep, their depth communicates to one another. And she's able to help him out. There is a connection in souls that is also deep. If at the end of the day, because the registration he has in his heart about her is not just a wife, but also a mother. Because a mother nurtures. If at the end of the day something happens, they are not, they end up getting married, and please, Oyin, come. Let me use Oyin as example. All right? And he now finds someone else because they've gone separate way. Who is not as deep as this? There is a void that this person is not matching up with. If that void is not filled by the Holy Ghost and is helped, despite the fact that he loves his wife, if this one comes knocking, there's a response. Because that's the ultimate he's experienced. So, because the reason why I'm saying this, there are people who have been virgins but still have soul ties. Someone has left them with something they can never forget. And if that is ignored and not addressed, they have the tendency to commit immorality, even as married, with either the person or her kind. That's why you find out, and listen to this. I want to say something there. Listen. That you hardly find a pastor fall into immorality except with somebody who solves a problem in his life. You are vulnerable towards the one who helps you. That's the fact. Because we are trying to seal all the loopholes so that we have healthy marriages and there is no tendency for immorality. If things are not so bad, this is not somebody who understands communication. This one will understand the reason why she's not getting into him even after 10 years of marriage. His world! Because only one person knows how to scale that fence. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you know what I'm telling you is real? People won't tell you, but it's a fact. And sometimes you find out that people who have been chased, you've known them, have found a way and crawl back. Particularly, listen to this. When certain situations happen, because people go through trouble and it's going through dark times, and there's a record of this lady A who knows how to bring him out of such and knows the right things to tell him, but this one doesn't know exactly how to get there. As he crawls into that dark cave, what he's searching for is lady A. Communication gets ignited. And she's wired to help people up. And she's also married to somebody that is not even a type. There's a spark. That's why you can see people like this
can still find their way to each other if anything happened to their spouses, even after 40 years. And the fire will still be burning. Break every soul tie. If not, your spouse will not be able to get in. And you will not be able to give the right love. Stop looking for the type of your ex without his bad attitude. But the type, but not the bad attitude. You see, before my wife came, we didn't have, most of you were here when my wife came and got married. I know what I'm teaching you. We never had anything in this church about anybody feeling or papa this, papa that. None. Oh, he led me on. He was talking to me. Where do you see me? None. Listen, I'm going somewhere. Nobody left because my wife came. None. Nobody has reasons to. The person will look like a fool. Because if you are not seeing it and the person is not reciprocating and you leave, you don't have reasons to. So you have to swallow it and heal. It is not true that once you are a single pastor who is pastoring a vibrant church, then girls must be attached to you. And when you are getting married, they should leave. Wisdom manages situations. Because I'm going somewhere. You are just saying, yes, sir. You get to where I'm going. When girls are exposed to their pastor and is a man who, because the pastor is doing one thing, he's solving problems. It becomes the definition of what a man should be like. If the pastor is not careful around them, they may wait for long looking for his type. Oh, you don't know. It happens. Some may even end up married one who speaks like their pastor, who talks like him, who dresses like him. Listen to this. It's so deep that two people can be having sex and the fellow is having the imagination of that other person. How do I explain this? It's like, it's not your depth. Let's leave it. You don't understand what I'm saying? Okay. That in marriage. Okay, let me explain this. How do I explain this? I'm trying to get help. Oh Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Church, are you with me? Should we continue? Have you ever heard a language like I say, this is low budget Davido and all that? Say we can't bring OBO, but we can bring someone like OBO and all that. You may be marrying someone because the fellow is the low budget of your desire. You can't get that person you desired, but this person looks like that person. The implication of that is that you are married to this person, but you are having conjugal activities with your desire all your days. In your mind, because the number one sex organ is the mind, and unfortunately many things that goes on there are not seen. Should we stop here? Okay. I know what I'm saying though. I've seen issues. And sometimes it is that, oh, I should have married that person, but the fellow said no. Or, I didn't just go. But now there's someone, please sit down. Be seated. Let's clap for them. Let's break into different issues So we can really have basis and pray. Is that okay? There are different cases that happen at the junction of being single. That's why it's a very critical moment. It's a very critical moment. And all that. Somebody is desiring someone, but the fellow is in a relationship at the time of the desire. Now you've gone with someone else. You're about getting married. That relationship didn't work. I wish I could have waited. That's a type. Another type is, this fellow wasn't ready then, but now this fellow is not ready. And all that. I wish I could have waited. And all that. That's also another type. If you don't break them, they are an access door for immorality to continue later, even when you didn't do it before. So there are tendencies where somebody who was never a fornicator can become an adulterer because it's the mind. It is not every adulterer who was once a fornicator, but everyone neglected certain matters of the heart. Is it a good time to pray a bit? Huh? When I ask, see, do you know that you can enjoy marriage 100%? Yes, I'm telling you. See, that's why I'm very blunt with you. Before my wife came, I've been into relationship with people who have debt and all that. Well, you see, I never, and you may not hear many pastors tell you this brutal truth. I never ignored it. I locked myself up with tears and confession and declaration. My heart beat for only one, my wife. Heart, you are not permitted to beat for another. You are not permitted to imagine another or see another. Don't ignore this reality. Particularly when there are now patterns that can take advantage of it, becomes a train that the pattern rides on. Can I ask someone to listen to this? One of the ways to deal with this is to understand the mystery of the blood that cleanses like pure water. See, listen. This is not prayer you pray in dishonesty. This one, you are asking God, visit my heart and let there be help. Come and administer help. If you need to find a spot to lie down and all that, and just do certain things and pray this prayer the way you should. Please pray. Please pray. Oh, shake it, Roko, shake it, Roko. Please pray. Please pray. Aseke baha vendis to kabile tige vendis to finish. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. From certain exes who have exited your life, and you've got to be free from what they've done to your soul so that you can be whole to enjoy your marriage. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Please be seated. Why do you think there are a lot of advertisements of many sex enhancers? Because it is no longer a hard thing. Oh, sorry. Do you know that people can be married and they are imagining another face in their spouse? And they hate the fact that their child looks like the spouse. But yet they are committed to the vow. But they wish. So, that's why I tell you, that the moment you are married, you are not permitted to assume that maybe you missed it. That singular maybe, that as tiny as it may be, that home may not survive. That maybe I should not really have married this person. In marriage, because when there are issues that should die in minutes, it will linger because there's a thought of, I missed it. Do you understand? If there's one of the words you should take home tonight, is that don't go after someone because the fellow is the low budget version of your desire. Your heart can go after, and you are telling the person, I love you. But the person doesn't know it's not because of him or her. It's because of what someone has done to your heart, and the fellow looks like you, or speaks like you, or dance like you, or talks like you. So you are marrying that person in this person. And you love this person as long as he's like that person. And every now and then you are checking their comparison, checking them and all that, to what degree and all that. And one of the ways to enter into this kind is to rush. To rush. And not really know what it is that is sponsoring what you are feeling. And that's why we are telling you that feelings, all right, it's good. But marriage is not based on it. I decree that we are going to have homes that are healthy. Amen. Homes that are whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Are these real matters? Oh, yes, they are real matters. I've seen cases where people are in relationship and all that. But the sister this person was liking, I mean, he had assumed that sister would not like his type. So for one reason, the sister started showing him attention, and the fellow is finding a way to leave this person now, because this is actually the original. And look at the cases of those who now get pregnant, and now they are furthering on, even when they know that they are not it for each other. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. If you have not experienced the love of Jesus, you will be addicted to human love. And you will think anybody who loves you is doing you a favor. Thank you, Holy Spirit. One of the books I'm releasing this year addresses this. It addresses this subject. So you want to look for it. It's towards the girl child and those who love her. Is that okay? I believe I have a part of my calling that helps the girl child see liberation. And I have a part of my calling that helps the male child get into the exact figure of God's intention for the male. So I'm having things coming for the boat. All right? Particularly when the girl child did not experience the father's love. It's unconditional, and you see, but once you didn't experience that, sometimes it can be from hostile fathers or abusive fathers or missing fathers. I address all those issues in that book. So the girl becomes addicted to anyone who shows her that she is desired, even when what she's desired for is just her body. And even when she knows that this fellow is using her sexually, she just can't back out. She doesn't know why she can't stop. Because she's too afraid to be alone. And should rather be abused than be alone. That's a defect. And the young man too has not experienced the love of Jesus. That one that helps you and all that. That the redeeming love. And all that. He doesn't know how to express it. Because you can't give what you don't have.
You can't give what you don't have. If you know you are not healed, you are not old, you are not, there are still loads of injury, you may want to stay away from a relationship and be whole, because you are likely going to injure anyone that comes around. And sometimes there's going to be track record of injury until there's now wholeness, but those past two can haunt. Okay? But the truth is that you can recover. You've been bruised, you've had to go through life, you've made certain mistakes and all that. You've met girls or boys that you know you shouldn't touch each other, but you did. And many of them left you or you left them. And it ended up badly and all that. Things have been faulty and all that. Bad person. That's been the reality, but now you are seeing it and you are coming out and all that. You can really come out. So, and there's an how. But listen, you can't get a girl or a boy to do what Jesus is the one that is designed to do. Because just when the fellow is helping you and all that, the fellow will still fall into that trap too. So there are people who need time to heal, to be mended, to be adjusted, to be helped, to be sorted. That's the word I was looking for. You need to be sorted. Life has not been fair. And just anytime you feel you are expressing that love, the only way you know how to do it is to give sex. So you need to take time out to be sorted. You need to take time out to be helped. You need to take time out to see LD perspective, to have LD perspective about the opposite sex, to have LD perspective about homes, about marriages. That, all right, when you get married, it's commitment to covenant, to the person you are marrying. And you can be committed to one person till death do you part. All right? Throughout your years and all that. Don't be single, young, and thinking that, I don't know, when my wife body begins to change, how will I feel and all that. The moment you're having that imagination, the devil will answer you. And I tell you that the reason why they said people are full at 40 and all that, and there is a madness that starts at 40, is because that's also about the time the body of the woman is having some adjustment. So you've got to learn how to be in love with more than the body, the shape or the kind or the type. Because if that is what is anchoring that love, then that love is conditional. That love is weak. That love won't stand the test of time. That love is not such that a sure foundation of the home can be built upon. That love is fickle. Are you following what I'm saying here? So you've got to believe, all right? It doesn't matter what you have seen in your parents. I can tell you there's nothing more noble than fidelity in marriage. Noble. It's beautiful. Let me show you a scripture so you can see how noble it is. Proverbs chapter number 5. Where do we start from? Proverbs 5. All right? Let me show you. Some of you are saying this scripture is violence. Is it? Let's find out. Okay, let's start the reading from verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman, a strange woman is the one you are not covenantly binded to. All right? The one that is not also binded to God. In vice versa, strange men to a strange women. For the lips of a strange man or strange woman drops as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her hand is bitter, all right, as wormwood. So, meaning that people start with fornication or adultery and all that, with the intention that it is sweet, but really, in all of the cases, not a few of them, the hand is bitter. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes, when people run to God, mercy speaks, all right? Then God does the work of repair. Is that okay?
But it does not change the fact that it is a bitter case. All right? Sharp as two-edged sword. Our feet go down to death, our steps take hold of hell. Yes. Lest thou shouldest ponder on the path of life, and our ways are movable. Our ways are movable that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. Take your way far from somebody. You are in a compound, or you are in an apartment, and there's somebody in that apartment that every time you see that person, you have erection. Move your way far from her. Don't keep quiet and say, I'm going to hold myself. You wear four boxers, he's going to hold it. Hold it up in the place of prayer. Man, I pray you out. You can get out and rebuke. Now, listen, people can carry the spirit of lust and they are not even aware. And anyone who sees them just want to sleep with them. No man comes around them and imagine marriage, imagines pleasure for sex. And they don't even know why. Okay. So anybody who just only arouses you, remove your way far from the person. As a girl, when you see the guy, your body's shaking. Even when it comes to shake you and all that, avoid that person. That's not the person who go and greet. He says, it's raining. It's raining now. 9:30 p.m. Hey, and there's no bike in this area. Yawa will gas. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. There's no two people who went to greet each other and then time passed that they don't imagine the greeting and how the time should pass. They imagined it that I'm good by this time. We're just going to be talking. I'll now wait for time to pass and I'll say, and all that. Then I'll now expect the reaction and all that. And that fellow too, what this fellow didn't know is that fellow too, as we were talking, was also watching the time. But he's hoping that the time will pass. Both of you will now say, then we'll now say, you sleep on the bed and I sleep on the floor and all that. There's a movie in the 90s. I can't remember the movie again. There's a boy movie and all that. They used to sleep inside mosquito. Yeah, mosquito is biting me. Oleku, and that's the name. Yeah, mosquito. Nothing was biting me. We eat his body. You know, the girl will not feel one compassion. The one that does not administer healing. Compassionate. Now say, okay. Come and sleep beside me. Vigil. You can't sleep beside someone you are not married to and sleep. You'll be awake. You understand the whole adjustment and all that. The fellow's body too has that momentum, and by mistake, then the fellow will turn. Remove your way far from people who arouses you. That's the fact. That's how to survive. See, let me tell you this. You want to hear the fact. Every now and then, your heart has the tendency of trying to go after somebody you are not covenantly binded to. You are the one that will bring it back. That's why Paul said, I put my body under. And it won't stop because you said I do. Oh, you think when you say you do, you no longer see somebody and say, boy, dead thou. And this guy is nice. He's tall. God help you. Your husband has pot belly. You've always imagined somebody, six packs and all that. Full hair, beards and all that. Pot belly, bald. Hey, you better start falling in love with something deeper than all these things. Okay. That's the fact. All right? People liking you won't stop because you are now wearing a ring. Are you following what I'm saying? See, once you are wearing wedding ring and all that, people will stop liking you. I don't really wear wedding ring. Not really.
I think I wore it for like 3 days after. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. After I come, I said, I'm baffling with this. He said, is it biting you? Shortly, I went to preach in Kano. I forgot it there. They go, Pastor, you forgot your... Let me send it. And he send it back. And listen, the same way, I was not getting in trouble with anybody liking and say this. Because I'm not... It's the same way I'm not getting in trouble with anybody. Wisdom is wisdom. Either before marriage or after marriage. Are you following what I'm saying? We are chatting. Wait. Do you know that if I ask you to exchange your phone, because I've had to investigate different matters, when people are living promiscuous life, all right? Because I've dealt with people from, right, young guy, I've been pastoring people for long. All right? Just, I won't tell you the code. So, let me leave it. Anyways, I won't still tell you. But it will amaze you to know that there are emojis on WhatsApp that you don't even know the meaning. People have found out to use different fruits. You know those fruits? They represent different things. Innocent fruit created to be eaten. They are different colors. So you see people, the guy is sending a picture to the girl of that fruit and say, I can't wait to give you this another. Do you think you are going to be sexually pure? You are creating a measure of imagination that will power the person when you have, even if you are able to go to sleep, will power the person and make the fellow vulnerable against the day to be both of you alone. And that's why you've got to understand what you are into. Every time you are talking, I can't wait to be with you. I can't wait to finally have you. I can't wait to touch you. And all that. People don't even know the difference between texting and sexting. And sometimes that's all that is going on in a relationship. And they are not discussing the important things. And shortly before they get married, he finds out who he's about to marry. And now they are confused. Many people only dated for 1 week. Or only were caught, only courted for a week. And that's the week of their wedding. Or some a month. When they started discussing real matters, then she now started seeing the fellow's attention to work. Starting our attention to honor and all those things. That's when their face, their eyes of understanding becomes opened. So, don't awaken love when you are not ready. Okay? Don't arouse yourself. Don't put yourself in trouble. If you are going to be sexually pure with that person you are dating, you can't be sexually pure with the kind of text, the kind of chat that you are chatting. I still have chat, all the chat on my phone. Before I met my wife, I still have my phone. In fact, one of the ways you know that there's fire on the mountain is that you are always, always deleting chats. You are married, but you're always deleting chat. One time in this ministry, I announced that nobody should tell me, I love you, Papa. I don't even remember then. I said, use the word, we love you, so I can know who is saying what and what they are saying. It's part of protocol. I said, I'm getting confused with the I love you, Papa. So I want to know which one. So if you, sometimes, yes, you feel so blessed and you want to come, just say, we love you, Papa. I know you are speaking on behalf of the entire church. And as simple as that announcement was, it managed many problems. So I say, I love you, Papa. I love you too. Then he rings a bell. And the fellow is saying, wow. So Papa loves me. And then the fellow responds,
The fellow responds, Papa, you don't know how deep it is. I love you deeply. Say, I love you deeply too. Say, and all that. Each time that I love you comes in, something happens to your body. Remove your way far from her. I have seen what adultery does to people. And I can tell you, you can be on the journey to it before even getting married. There are certain things you just have to put them in motion. I do doesn't affect them. There are tables we mustn't shake now because I'm not sure we are ready for it. So, don't come near the door of our house so you don't say it's rain that caught me there. Yes, continue verse 9 now. Lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with your wealth and your labor be in the house of a stranger. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body is consumed. Yes. And say, how have I hated instruction and despised reproof? And I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of your own Christian. That's God's design. Say, my wife is not this. Bible now went forth to say, running waters out of your well. You know what that means? He said, drink water out of your own Christian. Be satisfied with your wife. My wife doesn't have this. My wife doesn't have that. My wife is not this. My wife is... If you look closer, you will not just see water, you will see running waters. The moment you keep deciding and telling yourself your wife doesn't have this, she's not going to have it. There is a perfect law of marriage and attraction in the life of Abraham and Sarah. Before this child will come, stop calling each other just mere names. Call her princess. Call him father of nations. As he was calling her those beautiful names, she was becoming what he was saying. Let's face real matter. Oh, my wife's bum bum is flat. Call it out. Do you get what I'm saying? Baby, the day. Hold on. I'm in your world. I know what to do. See, listen. The mind is more powerful than the eyes. Listen. If somebody looks at this chair and keeps saying this is black, over time to that person it is black. Nothing but black. What happens when you drink water from your Christian is that there is grace for contentment. Then it becomes running waters. You can't have running water when you are not content. You keep seeing scarcity. She's not this, she's not that. She is whatever I say she is. She's beautiful. She's this, she's that. If you say the fellow is this and all that, then she is that. Because you are powering your mind with your words. Thought is not the most powerful thing. So words create thought. So you can give your mind what to believe. And you can tell yourself, listen, let me tell you, when God brought my wife and I knew, okay, this is it, we're getting married, I said to her, all that God designed for me to enjoy in a woman is this. There's nothing more. There's nothing more in this life that God designed for me to enjoy in a woman that is not here. If there's any other thing, it is noise. This is God's portion in this life. There are many things we are going to get. We are going to get to nations with the gospel. We are going to get this. We are going to get that. But as far as sex, as far as marriage, as far as enjoyment in a woman is, this is the peak for me. This is it. There's nothing more in this life. There's no other design. There's nothing side. No. A little appetizer here. This is it. This is all. This is the final. Grand finale. We are here. If your mind can be made up like this, nothing will entice you. Drink water from your own cistern. When you are content with it, you will see it is running waters. See, if you like, carry 10 study Bible. If you don't deal with this matter, you will lose your honor. One of the fastest ways to lose honor is to be an immoral person. People that should have looked up to you look down on you and say, we thought you are a good person. We thought. My assumption was that I could trust you. So you are like them. Suddenly your name becomes them. So there's no difference. We thought the church would give any better. We thought you pastors will be this and be that. If you are a man called to ministry and you are under the sound of my voice, I want to beg you in the name of God. You must pray that that day will never come where you will eat sheep under you and become the very wolf you were raised to send away. Do you get what I'm saying? See. I'm going to stop this here. Is that okay? Then on Sunday, I'm going to take you on a journey how to deal with adultery before it starts. All right? That is as a single how to kill the tendencies. Are you interested in that? Okay. Never look at your spouse and compare your spouse with somebody. And say, I just wish. She's like this person. Meanwhile, you can't go for that person. Because you know there's something more you need than the body. But you want this plus that. Lack of contentment is not a great gain. Because it's godliness plus contentment. That is, at the end of the day, what maintains this thing? It's not that everybody has gotten one perfect. It is that you are content with what you have. Period. You go to showroom where they display LEDs or LCDs and all that. Televisions. And you buy. They say this is a smart TV and all that. You look at what you have. You have $250,000 for a smart TV. And you have paid for it. That's the budget. When you're about to walk out, then you see another one. This one is touch screen. It is this, it is that. 1.4 million. Can you afford it? Even though. Say, this is it. And walk out. And that's why I tell people, once you find your spouse, break your antenna and move on. We don't just have single and searching. We also have married and searching. Looking for what is not lost. Drink water from your own cistern. Be content. Make sure that your life is structured in a way that you enjoy the marital sex, not the sex that is powered by something out of the will of God. And I can tell you, nothing is sweeter than being in the will of God. Every other thing the devil gives out there is bitter. Check the social media. See, girls Girls, strange girls dragging men by their clothes and said, you slept with me, you didn't pay the money. Drag a full-grown man, collect the boxers, collect the trousers, insult them outside, because they always go in the direction of their erections. That's one of the fastest ways to shame. I'm a responsible man and I go after the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? Never leave this matter unaddressed. It is more dangerous when prosperity meets you without it being addressed. Then you'll be able to afford your sin. Or can you afford the consequence? Are you following what I'm saying? Is this a good time for us to pray? I think it's a good time for us to pray. Has someone been really blessed? I want husbands and wives to please hold hands with each other. There are cases of some of you here who have done court wedding and waiting and all that. Just hold hands. Please get what I'm saying. I don't want to create commotion. And let me also give this warning. Let me just say it from a neutral perspective as a pastor. All right. A church is a community. However big the church is, a small community. Like our church now, we have likely youths and all that. There are relationships intra and inter, all right, that takes place. And not all of them are going to lead to marriage. You must understand your purpose in a house deeper than the fellow that is in the house. All right? Such that the reason why I'm not saying those in relationship go and hold hands now is so that we are not putting you in the spot. And even when there are things that you should back down, you cannot afford to, because everybody now knows. But let me say this to you. No matter who knows about your relationship here, the moment you discover it is not God, be free to leave it. Don't ever say, what will people say? That's the question that has led to many wrong marriages. Is that okay? I don't put pressure on people. When people come to meet me and say, I'm done, I just want to be sure why and all that. I must never be the reason why somebody is marrying somebody. We are here to counsel, not to. We just when God said, make Adam pass before Eve, Eve passed before Adam. Adam said, the woman you gave me. So as a pastor, I don't give anybody to anybody. If people said, this is it, we pray along. Is that okay? When we have room to counsel otherwise, we counsel otherwise and say, check this and check that. Is that okay now? Now, I'm saying this because if there's anyone here who knows you are with a wrong person, but you are powered on by the knowledge of the church, break it. It's already toxic. Is that clear? It is already. And if God shows you somebody else here, come and see us. So that we also have to be sure that it's not like there's a power distribution company and all that. Yeah. Okay? And so there can be balance. And let me also add this one. That somebody has dated someone close to you, get the context. In all, make sure you carry your pastors along. How do I put this now? Or that somebody has dated somebody in a house doesn't mean, if it doesn't work out, the fellow is now condemned. And only those who don't know it can date. Is that okay now? Your boss will say it anytime, but budget anytime later. And all that. I'm not saying somebody's going to spoil, but what I'm saying is, Get what I'm saying. Listen, hold on. My wife was in a relationship before we met. It didn't work out for a good reason. Genotype reason. And amazingly, listen, she was in a relationship with somebody who listens to my teachings. Now, please get what I'm saying. It didn't work out. I came on board. Does that mean that because this fellow, so it is my teachings. Hey, no, I'm not going to get the relationship with you. For where? What's that? Come over, my friend. Do you get what I'm saying? We must be mature in this thing and don't just turn people away because of nonsense or necessary reasons and all those nonsense. Is that clear now? and for the balance also. That also does not mean somebody is in a relationship, you are now praying the person that I know what God has said. Ah, that's witchcraft. That's the balance. Is that clear now? Is it clear enough? Good. Now, lift your hands to heaven. We are going to administer something tonight. It is the ministry of the blood. The blood that speaks better things, that cleanses. And see, listen, you are here. Be honest about the journey your soul has gone into. And say, I plead the ministry, the operation of the blood. I ask for cleansing, power in sin. Help me, Jesus. Can you pray that prayer and be very honest with it? Be very honest. Help me. You notice you're finding hard to love the way you should. You're finding hard to do certain things that is right. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Oh, please pray it. And say, Lord, help me. Help me. Please pray it. Oh Lord, help me. Tonight I receive total cleansing. And my heart beats to do what is right. Please pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. I'm not going to call anybody out to pray for the sensitivity of this matter. But I just sense the need to wrap this up with the consciousness of righteousness. That if any man with any exposure and any experience and any past being Christ is new. Any man. Is that okay? Don't judge yourself by your past. Don't judge yourself by your mistakes. And avoid judging anybody by their past. There are certain things I would have loved to talk on and all that. Single motherhood and all that. People have issues and say, and all that. I can't resist. What about those who you wouldn't keep the child? It's just your mind. What I'm saying is that even if you have made mistake about that, abortion and all that, listen, you are in Christ. Romans 8, verse 1. There is now therefore no more condemnation. No devil has the right. No devil has the right to condemn you. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are justified. You are cleansed. You are set free. So you are not a baggage that is parked for a second hand. For people who has no match with your destiny because you have made certain mistakes. So I can marry original. Whatever your definition of those things are. That because I've made mistake, so me too, I just have to be patched or something. No. You are new. Brand new. You are redeemed. Pardoned. There is no record of your past with God. And you must be consciousness of who you are, because the feeling of guilt sends people back to bondage. And say, after all, I'm condemned, so let me just enjoy my life. I've come to announce to somebody, the past may be dark, but God is not done with you. So he says, though your sin may be as red as scarlet or as dark as crimson, it's going to make them white as snow. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that once you understand redemption and righteousness, you understand that you are not just redeemed from the past, and even the consequence. That is, the devil has no authority to bring certain things back and say, because you have made this mistake, I'm going to afflict you, you are not going to have a child, you is a lie of the devil. Anything the devil is doing in your life because of a mistake you have made in the past is because of your ignorance. Lift your right hand. Say it, I'm redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Now, you see, you are not saying it like one who understands the meaning. I am justified. Cleansed from sin, from condemnation, from guilt, and the consequences. I am seated with Christ far above all principalities. I reign with him in light. Satan, hear this and hear well. From today, you have no more rights to condemn me. For he that the Son of God has made free is free indeed. Listen, I am telling you this on all authority. Regardless of the mistake that you have made, God can still give you 100%. So don't think 100% is no longer available for me. But now that you have known the truth, let me show you Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 from verse 19. Hebrews 10 verse 19. Now that you know the truth, don't go back and willingly start making yourself, you know, sin and all that. Hebrews 10, 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, let's continue. By a new and living way, which had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, yes. And having an high priest over the house of God, please continue. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for faithful is he who has promised. Yes, continue. Let us consider one another, all right, one another to love. Let's jump to verse, is it 26 now? I'm correct. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Somebody don't say, hey, all these sins and all that. You mean I'm okay. Now, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more what? Sacrifice. Any grace that tells you there's no consequence for sin is wrong grace. All right, look at it. Verse 27 now. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Yes, continue, please. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Yes. Of how much sorrow punishment suppose ye? Let's look at this in, can I have this in New King James? NKJV. So we can have clearer. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Do you know how to insult the Spirit of grace? Romans chapter number 6, verse 1. Romans 6:1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, let him who steal no more. Let him who is drinking water from another man's Christian drink from there no more. Why? Romans chapter number 6, let's start reading from verse 16. Romans 6:16. Okay, before we go to 16, let's go to verse 6. Romans 6:6. Romans 6:6, then we'll go to 16. Quickly. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to what? To sin. Now, verse 16 now, quickly. Verse 16, quickly, quickly, quickly. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, of obedience leading to what? When that the same way people feel compelled to sin, you can be compelled to do what is right. It depends on yielding. So grace is not automatic. You yield yourself to it. Let me show you. That's in Romans 6, I think verse 11. Romans 6:10. Romans 6:10. Reckon ye yourself. Go to King James. Your original King James and all that. Romans 6. I think it's 10. Yes, 11. Okay. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself. That is, it has happened, but avail yourself to it. To be dead indeed to sin. Reckon yourself with it.
The same way people go and reckon themselves back. So we have issues, but we have reconciled. But our life to God through Jesus Christ. Sexual sin and sexual perversion is the sequel with which the enemy wants to address this generation for himself. It is not enough to understand grace as paracetamol after headache. Grace empowers you not to, not a remedy after. Is that clear? Let all eyes be closed and all hands be lifted. Please understand that many people who are frustrated in the body of Christ, that they are battling with addiction, and many pastors have laid hands on them and it didn't stop. Hear this. Sometimes the spirit behind it can be casted out. The appetite was built over time. It will stop over time by availing yourself to the reality of the word over time. And I decree tonight, Satan, take your hands off these people's lives. If there's anyone the devil is programming for a repetition of patterns, I command tonight, Satan, take off your hands. I ask that there is fresh baptism of the love of God and convictions in your heart. I rebuke every injury of the soul. And I command tonight, you are helped. You are strengthened in the name of Jesus. You are helped to love God better. Your mind, your heart is healthy. I command every injury of the soul to dry up. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's give the Lord a big, big hand. Come on, is that how you do it?
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries.